Agenda paper 8B lists the few questions we have for you in the sort of breakout discussions. And primarily, there are two types of issues. One type of issue relates to if you can aware of any other sort of transaction or industry or jurisdiction-specific issues that might arise as a result of what we've proposed, or we will soon be proposing in this revised exposure draft, to help us be able to be aware of those concerns and to respond appropriately. And the second lot of questions relates to our outreach plans and any suggestions or ideas you have to further enhance our outreach effort in this next phase of the project. Again, just to sort of clarify that, well, just restate what Henry and April both said, one of the reasons for the boards deciding to re-expose the proposals was that they wanted to ensure that there are no unintended consequences with the exposure draft and wanted to make sure it's capable of being clearly applied and is just suitable for use. So we would certainly, in your response to those particular questions, appreciate your feedback on those as well. Thank you.
Great. Any quick parting points of clarification? We can debate the merits in the breakout, but...
Sorry, I have one clarification, and I'm going back. Just so I understand, I'm the customer, and you're shipping a container of widgets from Sydney to Rotterdam.
I think you understand. You just don't agree with the answer.
No, I want to understand that we have different accounting. The customer does not believe they own the goods until they arrive in Rotterdam. But you are arguing, not you, but the standard is arguing that the entity can begin to recognize profit because it's got halfway there.
I think we probably have a question of what the fact pattern is. If the entity had been selling the goods free alongside in Rotterdam, then in that contract there'd be two performance obligations, I think, one to sell the goods and one to provide a shipping service to Rotterdam. And I think there would be a question of reconsidering whether or not that's, I think, a different contract from the contract which we were discussing at the time, which was just ship it from Sydney to Rotterdam for the customer, where that service... Sorry, Pat, did you have one thing?
I think it might make people more comfortable if you also point out that in that scenario, in order to recognize revenue, the entity has to have a right to payment for performance to date. Right? The entity has a right to payment for performance to date, but and that, the entity expects to fulfill the contract as performed.
That is a criteria, but another criteria is that the entity wouldn't need to re-perform. I think the important thing in
they have to have both of those, don't they?
Not necessarily. They need to have no alternative use, so the asset can't have alternative use to another entity, and either to re-perform, the another entity would not need to re-perform, or the entity has a right to payment to date. They're either or. But sorry, I think to respond to Jim's question as well, it in part it comes down to who has control of the goods being transported. So clearly if the customer doesn't have control of the goods transported, then the entity won't be recognising revenue for the transportation service. They're just moving their inventory from point A to point B.
Just one clarification. Shouldn't also...
Sorry, Riaz, Leo was in the queue ahead of you and we're out of time. So over to you.
Sorry, no, there was just, I'll stay away from the technical side. On process, April, I know that you've done a lot of outreach with particular industries. Are you planning any further field testing as part of the re-exposure? And I mean testing for some of these industries, because the goalposts have moved from the previous exposure draft. So you may now have industries that actually... finding it more difficult where you sought a solution for someone else. So I'm just trying to understand what is the idea of field testing?
I mean, at the moment, we're planning to workshop through the board's proposals. In Europe, that's going to be facilitated by EFRAG, who have identified seven different sectors that we'll be discussing. the proposals with in detail. In the US, our colleagues have also been looking at different sectors to workshop through. And of course, with outreach, it's very much a development and a sort of an interactive process. So to the extent that we do realize that the boards are getting messages that there is an unexpected result in a given industry, then we'll go out and talk to them, and as part of the board's deliberations, take that into account into the analysis so that the boards are aware of this and they can develop the process accordingly.
Chris, did you have a quick point?
Just on the Jim's example, isn't it relevant that who bears a loss if the goods go down in the sea?
I think that will be part of the control assessment, determining who controls the goods being transported. So risk of loss is certainly one of those factors you would consider.
All right. Well, behalf of the group, I want to thank Henry, Glenn, and April for educating us. The game plan is we've allowed a few minutes for tea, coffee. You need agenda paper 8B with the issues we want to discuss. You have your breakout assignments, and we're due back in this room at 10:15.